This is Anne-Marie Panarinkin, the Voice of OC's food columnist. You can follow me online at voiceofoc.org. When I want the best in food and entertainment news, outside of Orange County, of course, I tune in to the SoCal Restaurant Show on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Welcome. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of good information there that just enhances and amplifies what we do here on Saturday morning, and hopefully some visuals that add to the presentation, too. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. I had the good fortune a couple of years ago of traveling up to the Willamette Valley in Oregon. I've actually been up there a couple times. Unfortunately, pandemic along the way, have not had a chance to get back up there, but that's still in the plans. And a great thing, well, not great, but being creative about the pandemic, you know, how do you still visit wineries, talk to winemakers and taste wines? Well, during the pandemic, things got a little creative. And what I started doing with some of my colleagues in both the LA Wine Writers and the International Food, Wine, and Travel Writers Association is we would do virtual tastings with winemakers where we had the wines in front of us, we were swirling, we were tasting, we were smelling, and then having interaction and commentary with the winemaker. And it's not the same as visiting a vineyard estate, but under the circumstances, definitely works well. A colleague of mine, pre-pandemic, had the good fortune to visit Iris Vineyards up in the southern part of the Willamette Valley and was very, very impressed and was gracious enough a couple weeks ago to arrange a virtual tasting with their winemaker, Aaron Lieberman. And I definitely wanted to get Aaron on the show. So first of all, from the southern Willamette Valley, I want to welcome winemaker Aaron Lieberman of Iris Vineyards to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Aaron, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on, and good morning to all your listeners.
Well, thank you, Aaron. I really enjoyed your presentation, but also really enjoyed your wines. Now, we have a two-for-one, because someone that has helped Iris Vineyards over the years is their marketing consultant, who is really also an expert on Oregon wines, very knowledgeable fellow by the name of Carl Giovanni, who I've had the pleasure of meeting. And Carl happens to be down in Los Angeles. He was at the Halo game last night. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, he wasn't rooting for the right team, but we will forgive him for that. And it's a pleasure in studio to welcome the very knowledgeable Carl Giovanni. Carl, good morning and welcome.
Thank you so much, Andy. I appreciate the flattery and great to be on the show with you.
Well, you just had, what exam did you take this week? Because you've had a couple levels in the sommeliers program. So before we get back to Aaron, tell us what was up this week.
It's the Wine and Spirits Education Trust, and I'm taking level two, which was somewhat intensive, and unfortunately the tests go to London, and I've got about a month to wait to see how well I did.
Oh, great. So you're on pins and needles for a month. That sounds fair. Let's bring Aaron back into the conversation. Aaron, your vineyard estate that you're the winemaker of, Iris, is a very unusual property because of its size, and really only a small part is planted in vineyard land, and then there's something else going on there. So tell us a little bit more about the vineyard estate, because it's very intriguing.
Sure. The estate is about 850 acres altogether. And as you noted, we only have about 40 acres planted of the 850. And the reason for that is that much of the property is forested and very steep slopes or north-facing slopes that are not suitable for planting of grapes. In addition to that, the owners are committed to restoration of part of the property as oak savanna, which was a common kind of micro ecosystem in the Willamette Valley before the white settlers came. And so they're committed to that and doing that. They've been doing that since they bought the property in 1994. Grapes were planted starting in 1996, when you reference there. In the better part of the property, it was a recently clear-cut area of the property, and this also informs us about the name Iris, because what often happens when clear cuts are done of Douglas fir, which is the most common harvested tree up here, the wild Douglas iris pops up in the summer after those trees are cut.
Well, in terms of Aaron's sustainability and just being ecologically sound, your proprietors are spending a lot of money and effort to actually make that property better than they found it, which is kind of exciting. But that seems to be the Oregon way. A lot of winery owners seem to be stewards of the land and very genuine about it, which, again, from a Californian's perspective, this is something intriguing.
It is, it's very true. I find that in talking to winery and vineyard owners and winemakers and vineyard managers in Oregon all the time, is there's this underlying current of care for the land and leaving it better than we found it.
And we also might mention your proprietors still live on the estate, which is pretty impressive.
They do, and they are from Eugene originally, so natives, so to speak, of the area.
Definitely locals. Aaron, I'd like to give the listeners an idea of the size of Iris. You have two labels. Just roughly, what is your case production per year?
So we're at about 15,000 cases a year right now.
And in terms of Oregon wineries, you know, where does that stand in terms of size?
So we would be considered a mid-size winery in the Willamette Valley. There are the vast majority of wineries in the Willamette Valley are 5,000 cases or under. I think that percentage is around 70% that are 5,000 or less. I think Carl might have a better handle on those numbers.
It's right around 70 or 75% small family wineries.
Yeah. In addition to that, we are in the top 20% of distributed Willamette Valley wineries, as we are in 25 states.
Now, that, you know, Aaron, that's pretty impressive. So in terms of between wine club and wholesale distribution, just roughly, what is the percentage of your sales that is either going to wine club or your new tasting room and wine bar, which we'll get into in a minute, but first things first.
Sure. Yeah, that's a tough question right now because it's changing. Prior to the pandemic, we had a tasting room open at the vineyard. And at that time, I would say our sales were roughly 20% direct to consumer and the balance 80% distributed sales. During the pandemic, the sales through distribution increased as a percentage of our total sales by probably 10%. So, you know, 90% sales through distribution. And now, as you've alluded to, we are opening a new wine bar and off-site from the vineyard. So that percentage should go back, I would assume, to that 80-20 split.
And Aaron, before we go out to break, what's fun about your new project in Springfield, which we will talk more about when we come back from break, this just isn't your traditional tasting room. It's part tasting room, but really it is a wine bar. You're encouraging people to come in, relax, and enjoy, and spend time. So definitely a nice twist on what your conventional tasting room is, because it's just not all about selling bottles of wine. It's about the experience and people being able to find out more about Iris and what you're doing. So I I definitely have respect for that. Aaron, as we need to go out to break, and we're going to pick up the conversation on the other side, just before we go out, what is the best website for Iris Vineyards?
It is irisvineyards.com.
And Iris spelled usual way, I-R-I-S.
I-R-I-S, yes, and vineyards is plural.
We are speaking with, we're talking about Iris Vineyards. We're talking with their longtime winemaker, Aaron Lieberman, and also their marketing consultant, Carl Giovanti. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. We'll be right back. Don't wander far.